Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is September 28th, 2015, and you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and The Healing Soul with your host, Mary Beth Rombeck Nelson. Mary Beth is a Reiki master and teacher, author, and intuitive, and on her show, she will teach you some intuitive techniques to open up your third eye while incorporating wellness and oneness. Today, she will be exploring and sharing stories of supernatural happenings when a loved one crosses over. We never truly die. We just change form. Our soul is eternal. We will be with our loved ones again when we cross over. So if you would like to call in today and share your story, please feel free. The phone number is 646-378-0378, and that number again is 646-378-0378. And now I give you your host, Mary Beth.
Hi, welcome to The Healing Soul. Thank you, Courtney. I hope you're doing well, and it's been a beautiful fall so far. I hope this weather continues. But the topic today, I just want to share some supernatural stories, and I know a lot of people are in the process of losing a loved one or have lost a loved one, and it's very heartbreaking to watch them suffer and to miss them also. So my book, Opening Heaven's Door, goes into this in depth, and if you have a supernatural story, I invite you to call in and share your story with me. But today, I've had, unfortunately, several of my family members cross over, and I know firsthand that we never truly die, and that they do come and visit us, and I've had several supernatural. My dad was only 55 when he passed, and I was only 14, and he came to visit me a week after he passed, and he would always come and put the covers up over me, and he did that. I was quite freaked out and surprised, but, you know, looking back at what a beautiful expression that he came to visit me, and I lost him way too soon, but I know that we're eternal and that I will be with him again when I cross over. And really, all religions believe in a soul. It's the one thing that they do believe and agree with. They believe that the spiritual soul goes on forever. So it shouldn't be so surprising that our loved ones can come to us in vivid dreams and visitations, and that when their soul is popping in and out of the body at, you know, the time of death or the dying process, that we do see angels and we do see crossed over loved ones, or we witness the person that is dying talking to people that have crossed over already as if they're in the room, or looking in the corner of the room and seeing an angel or the Blessed Virgin Mary, or feeling the Holy Spirit move through them. And the death process really can be a beautiful transition. So to every person out there that has lost a loved one, family, or a friend, I just want to say that you can have a visitation. Ask your loved ones to come to you and ask them to give you a sign, and they will. And it might not happen the first time you ask, but just before you go to bed at night, ask them to come to you and share a memory that you haven't thought of in a long time, so that you'll know that they visited. And death really can be a beautiful transition when we realize that we are eternal and that we never truly die. So there is no fear of death, or there's no need to fear death. For our true self, our eternal self, our soul, our spirit, who we really are, goes on eternally. And this really, you know, I had lost my dad at 14 and my mom at 30. And my mom, I had been up for 3 days and she was, I knew, on death's door, and she was about to open the door and go through to heaven. And I didn't want to go home, but she didn't want to pass in front of me. So my brother Pat stayed with her and fell asleep in the Lazy Boy by her chair. And he thought I was going to be upset that she had passed, and he wasn't sure what time she had passed when he called me in the morning. But I had slept on the couch, you know, thinking, well, when they call, I'll be ready to go up. And to my surprise, at 6 a.m., my mom was standing by the couch in spirit. She looked healthy and younger and happy. And she just visited me and said goodbye. And a half hour later, my brother Pat called upset and, you know, saying he wasn't sure when mom passed. And I said, it's okay. I said, you were with her. And what a comforting sight than to see you sleeping by her side. And that she did visit me and said goodbye. So I know a lot of people hold guilt if they live in other states and they just couldn't make it, or their loved one passes on a trip or some other way and they weren't with them at their time of passing. Just know that their souls, even if you don't realize it, do come and visit you, and that they know that you love them and that you would have loved to be with them. And we will be with them when we all cross over, because, like I said, we are eternal souls and we will all be together again. And if you are a person that's going through a rough time right now and has a loved one passing, I just want to read an affirmation for you to give you and your family peace. Affirmation: I accept that sometimes it's better to love and release our loved ones to allow their body to stop suffering. I encourage hospice or the doctors to give our loved ones strong painkillers to stop the suffering of the body, even if this means allowing their soul to leave and for the suffering of the body and the body to pass. I let them go to the white light, and I encourage them that it's okay to go, and there is peace, serenity, and bliss waiting for them in the light. I know that our soul is eternal. I know there is more to myself than this body. I'm sending you all strength, peace, and healing for those that are going through this right now. I believe and I receive, and I'm so very grateful. So just let a sense of peace come over you and about you. When I had my near-death experience several years ago, when I was out of my body, I realized that we could speak to our crossed-over loved ones telepathically. I was the same person. I had the same personality. My dad came to meet me. He had the same personality. We really are eternal. And what I experienced was pure bliss, love like I've never felt before, joy like I've never felt before. It was just an ecstatic experience. So it's just comforting to know that although it's so sad to lose our father, our mother, our friend, even sometimes our children, know that they are eternal and that they still are really with us, because we never do actually die. So I also want to share some other people's stories that I have many clients that have shared their supernatural experiences with me also. And one of them was Lynn, and she moved her mother-in-law into the house and took care of her, and she was dying of cancer. And her mother-in-law would look past her and talk to her uncle, which he had been deceased for several years. And she kept asking when it was her time to go, and they were telling her it wasn't her time yet. And then on one occasion, she saw the Blessed Virgin and said how beautiful she was and that she was standing in the clouds, and the brightest light was around her and through her, and it was just the most beautiful thing she had ever seen. And Lynn, who was taking care of her, said she felt angels' presence and a very spiritual happening in the room, and her mother-in-law passed soon after that. And it's just such a beautiful thing to have angels and crossed over loved ones come for them, to greet them, and to ease their fear, because they're scared and they're afraid to die because they don't know what to expect. And once they can have peace and serenity and know that you don't need to fear death and that you do go on, you can release the body, spirit can leave and go to the white light and have tranquility of love and the static experience of opening heaven's door and going to heaven. I had another client who I had prayed with her father, and he was elderly in his 70s and he was dying of cancer. And I just told him that there was nothing to fear, and I shared my near-death experience and how, you know, his spirit will go on and that he'll not have any pain and be at peace and enjoy. And I didn't know that he had passed, but at 3 o'clock a.m., which happens regularly, I've heard hundreds of stories where it's 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning, people see someone that's crossed over standing at the end of their bed, and they're having, you know, a visitation from the spirit and the person. But this night I woke up, I sat up, and at 3 a.m., there's a bright light, just blinding bright light in the room, and I didn't have any lights on. And what I saw was an orb at the end of my bed that lit the room up. I sat up and acknowledged it and said, "Go to the light, you are loved." Just intuitively, I said that, and it zipped through the room and out the window. And I talked to one of, you know, my client the next day, and she told me her father had passed that night. Well, I only talked to him the one time on the phone, so I felt very blessed that, because we prayed together, that he came and visited me, his soul, kind of said bye and thank you. And it's just a beautiful experience, and I feel very blessed that I've opened up my intuition and allowed this soul reality to become my reality. And it's truly a blessing. And the tranquility that comes over letting go of the fear of death is immense. There's definitely an afterlife. And when you have that knowing that your soul is eternal, the fear of death leaves you. And although you're grief-stricken when someone passes, it's not as sorrowful if you don't know that you do go on, because you know you will see your loved one again. So never doubt in your heart that we do live forever. There's a universal oneness, and everything we are a part of, and everything is a part of us. And true transcendence is a state where there's no boundaries, just like when we go back to spirit. There's immense joy, and it's just felt, and I felt like it was shooting out of my heart when I had my near-death experience. Even though I didn't have my body, that's what it felt like. It's just so much love. So where you begin and end is blurred, and you have a sense of peace and a wholeness about you. So it's just such a beautiful experience and a beautiful place to be. My brother Joe also came through. I do crossing over galleries at different events and seminars. And one evening, I was doing it for other clients and was surprised when my brother Joe, he passed in his 40s. He was on a business trip and he was asthmatic. And he didn't have, well, he did have an inhaler, but it didn't work. And my brother came through, and my mom always called him Joey. So initially, Joey came through, and my sister happened to be at this event watching me, and there was a panel of us, and Joe came through another intuitive, and he said, I didn't suffer. I had no pain. I blacked out. I was so happy to see my relatives who had passed over. A lot of family came to meet me. and he was very happy to see them, but he tried to go back to his wife and family, his wife Pam and family, for 3 days, but he couldn't. So, I mean, sometimes when the soul unexpectedly leaves the body, it's a shock to the soul that's left, because it really was before they thought their time would come. So for 3 days, he was saying that he tried to come back, but he realized that he had passed and couldn't come back to the body. And he also said in the Crossing Over Gallery that he was at his funeral and that he didn't suffer and had no pain, and that it was quick. And I mean, what a beautiful experience that was. My sister and I both shared that moment, to know that he didn't have pain, because it was such a shock to the whole family, because he went on a business trip and passed, that we didn't know exactly how, or, you know, how it happened. And for him to be able to come through in spirit and let us know that he didn't have pain and that he had joy, and that all the family members were there to meet him, and that he saw his beautiful funeral where hundreds and hundreds of people gathered to pay respect to him. So it's just developing your intuition, opening up your third eye, meditating every day, asking your loved ones to come to you, and having an open mind and an open soul that it is possible, and letting go of the fear of death and the fear of your intuition, that it's okay to be a little nervous when spirit comes to you, but be open to it. Courtney, do we have any questions, or would you like to share anything?
We have many, many callers listening at this point in time. I would like to remind you guys that if you would like to call in and share your story, the phone number is 646-378-0378. I did have one question, and okay. I'm sure you've had this question before. A lot of people always say, you know, after somebody passes, they don't understand why that person won't come to them right away, or why they won't dream about that person or be visited by that person. Can you explain why you think sometimes that happens after somebody has passed?
Sure. I think that happens because, like my brother, who was in his 40s that passed, he kept trying to come back because it was a shock to him that he did pass. So I believe that there is, I know there is, there's a higher dimension that we go to when we pass, and we're greeted by crossed over loved ones, our guides, it's almost like a process that you go through when you pass, and the soul needs to adjust to their passing themselves before they can come back to you. And now, you know, I've had other experiences where the soul does come back right away, but usually it's a person that meditated, was into metaphysics, and was more open and knowing what to expect. So I really think a lot of souls need to transition for a period on their own behalf to adjust to their new state of being, and then they can come back and visit family. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense, and I totally agree. I was just wondering if it was a question that you had heard of before. And it's a question that I know a lot of people have. You know, so-and-so passed and they didn't come to me right away, or I don't understand why they're not coming to me right away. So that's definitely a wonderful answer. Would you like me to share a story?
Sure.
I would have to say the one that comes to mind the most, and the one that's most vivid in my mind at the moment right now, would be the night before my wedding day. I lost my great-grandmother when I was 14. I lost my biological father at 16. And 3 months before my wedding day, I lost my great-aunt. And my great-aunt and my great-grandma I was very close to, whereas my biological father, not so much. But the night before my wedding, I had this beautiful dream where I was in this meadow, and I was wearing my wedding dress, and from both sides of the meadow my aunt and my great-grandma came in, and they had me sit down on this white swing with them. And I asked them why they were there and why I was in my wedding dress. And they told me that they wanted to reassure me that they would be there on my wedding day, that they were so proud of me, that they missed and loved me a great deal, and that they were so happy for me, and that they loved the man that I was going to spend the rest of my life with. So it was a beautiful dream. I appreciated it so much. And I woke up the following morning before my wedding with a smile on my face. And then that day, I was sitting in the back seat of the car driving to my wedding, and I felt the seat shift to my right, and I looked over, and there was my biological father in spirit. And he said he was going to walk me down. So that's one of my favorite stories to tell. It means a lot to me.
Well, it's just beautiful, and it just confirms that they're able to come back and they're able to still be there on special occasions, and it makes you feel the joy that they feel for you and that we still have them in our lives, and it's just so comforting to know that.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you ever had an experience where maybe one of your loved ones maybe came up out of the blue? Maybe you had signs or symbols, or they came to you a little bit maybe out of the blue or unexpectedly, and they had a message for you, and you kind of had to decipher what it was, or maybe hear them out?
Yes, and sometimes it can be a warning, or it can be something that's going on in your life that you're debating, and maybe you're not taking the right path, and you know you're not, or you're not treating yourself the way you should as far as health, or you're too busy. I've had messages of, you know, slow down, or you need to be aware of this, or even you need to check your car, you need to check your car. I mean, I've had that thought come to me, you know, with my mom. You know, you almost want to say pestering, because it's like again and again. It's like, okay, if you don't stop and listen, I'm going to keep telling you this until you get your car checked out. So, you know, I needed new tires, and I travel, you know, a couple hours is nothing for me to go and give a talk or give readings. And my tires needed to be replaced, and I could have had a blowout. They were so, the tread was so worn. So, I mean, if you get a message from mom or dad or, you know, your uncle that keeps coming again and again, they can actually give us a heads up of a situation before it happens. So pay attention and follow through and take a minute to check it out, because, you know, sometimes you'll be glad that you did. And then sometimes spontaneously, my mother would pick up on things, and my sister wasn't as intuitive, but she still has, you know, good intuition. They both had a visitation from my Uncle Norbert after he died, simultaneously on the same night. Now, how cool is that? That rarely happens at the exact same time. My sister called my mom the next morning and said, wow, Uncle Norbert came to me, and he was a very beautiful singer. I mean, like, Frank Sinatra sound, just beautiful voice. And he sang such beautiful Irish songs. And my sister called my mom and said, at, of course, 3 o'clock in the morning, Uncle Norbert came to me, and it was like he was there. It was so real. And my mom's like, well, he came to me too at 3 o'clock in the morning. He was standing at the end of the bed, and we talked. And so they had, you know, on the same night, they simultaneously had a visit from my Uncle Norbert. And I'm like, how cool is that? So it just confirms that they can come and visit. And I think a lot of times they'll come and visit to let us know, hey, I'm okay. You know, and they show themselves to us healthy and younger usually.
Yes. I always say that they look thinner.
Yeah, they look thinner. And then, too, if they were suffering and they had bad health, it shows that that's let go. When you let go of the body, your spirit doesn't carry those illnesses with you. You're whole and you're happy and your spirit is good. And, you know, they show themselves healthy and whole in the way that we would recognize them right now. You know, even when I had my near-death experience, my dad looked probably 10 years younger, and he was very healthy, and he looked like I remembered him growing up, and it was very reassuring to me that he looked so great. And I'm like, wow, you know, once you cross over, you don't have all those baggages or depression or illnesses or whatever you had in life is alleviated. And I'm not saying sometimes you have to do work on the other side for your soul to progress, but, you know, our issues that are tied to the body are definitely left with the body.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. I totally agree.
So I, you know, and I always, when I'm with someone that is grieving or passing over, I always ask for the Holy Spirit to come in and help, because I feel like the Holy Spirit is that spark of God in all of us, that people who are passing realize that they have that spark. And if they can tune in and connect to the Holy Spirit to show me, and, you know, in a vision, what it's going to be like to cross over, reassure me, bring angels to me, or cross over loved ones to me, that the Holy Spirit will do that for the person. And it really lets go of the fear that that person has to pass, because it's scary. You don't know what's going to be on the other side. And sometimes people will hold on even if their body is suffering so extremely, because they're understandably afraid to pass and leave the body. And sometimes they're afraid to leave their loved ones. And that's why I always say it's so important. You know, I remember telling my mom and my dad, it's okay to go. You know, I love you, but you're suffering, and it's okay to go. We're going to be fine. And just to reassure them that you're going to be fine, even though it's very sad, it is so comforting to their soul. And also, when someone is passing over, play the music that they loved in life. You know, when people are going in and out of consciousness and not making sense, if you play music that they loved, 9 out of 10 times they'll perk up for a minute and have a moment of clarity and enjoy the music. And also share stories that meant a lot to you, that person that's passing was a part of, and how you'll always cherish that, or how it changed your life and how special it is, because everybody loves to hear how they were appreciated in life. And it's just a beautiful time to share those stories when you're sitting at someone's bedside. Even if you don't think they hear you, they truly, their spirit can hear you. And it makes them feel comforted, and the same loving feelings that you're having telling the story, they're receiving the love. And it's just, you know, the death can be a beautiful transition. Even though it's very sad, just sharing beautiful stories, listening to their music, telling them it's okay to go, and that our soul never goes, it's just very reassuring to the person that's going, you know, and hopefully lets them let go of some of the fear. So I don't know if you've ever witnessed that, being with someone that's passing, that they're holding on and you just know that they're afraid to go. And that once you tell them it's okay to go, they tend to release the body. Have you seen that, Courtney, or heard of others?
Yeah, I have. My grandfather was very ill in the beginning of the year. He suffered with stomach cancer for 8 years, and it was horrific towards the end. He was getting almost daily blood transfusions. He had lost about 80 to 90 pounds. He was so thin and frail, and they were down in Florida at the time when we got the call that the doctor had came in and said he had very little time left. So we literally got into the car the following night and drove through a blizzard to get down to Florida to say our goodbyes. And I remember seeing him and knowing that in a lot of ways he was ready to release, he was ready to go. But I also felt like he was still holding on in some way, too. And I wasn't quite sure why, because all the family had talked to him. All the family had come and seen him. You know, we have family all over the States. So everybody had come and, you know, said their goodbyes. And I remember standing next to his bed. He could not walk at this point. He was too weak. And I just told, you know, Spirit, give him what he needs. Whether it's a little bit more time to do what he needs to do, you know, if it's just enough comfort for him to go, give him what he needs. The following day, we were sitting there, and all of a sudden, something drew my attention, and I looked up, and my grandfather was standing up beside his bed.
Wow.
Somehow gotten himself out of bed, and he told us that he was hungry. And this was the first time that he had ate in probably a good week. And he had probably a good solid day of clarity. And the doctors were stumped. My family was stumped. But the only one who was not stumped was my husband. My husband looked at me and said, "What did you do?" And I'm like, you know, I just offered what he needed. After that, he went back into a state of unawareness. And, you know, he got really ill. Until about a month or so later, he had 1 week of solid clarity, because I said I still felt like he needed more, and I told the universe, give him what he needs so that he can pass. So he had 1 solid week of clarity. They got him to the beach so he could see the ocean for one last time and so forth. And the day he passed, I happened to be at an event, and I was working this event. I had been there all day. And all of a sudden, I was nowhere near my reading table, and my tip jar just kind of lifted up and just burst on the floor. It looked like somebody had imaginarily picked it up and just threw it on the floor.
Wow.
And I looked at it, and I thought, my grandfather just died. And I could not think about it at the moment. I could not fathom it at the moment. I just kept doing the event. And right after the event, I called my mother and I said, you know, my grandpa died, right? He died at about 5:15. And she was like, "How did you know? I didn't want to call you and tell you." And he passed that night. He came to me, and he actually came to me a couple weeks ago, too. So it's a really sad thing to watch somebody go, but it's also an amazing thing to see that spirit go into the light and go into the peace, too.
Exactly. It's so common to for people that are, you know, critically ill to rally for a day or two, and you think, oh my goodness, maybe there's hope that they're going to get better, and they'll talk to everybody and, you know, relive different moments in life, and then they'll flip back. It's like they want to leave with a memory of saying goodbye to everybody that's beautiful, to get that chance to be with your loved ones and to see them, you know, have clarity for a minute so that you can have your last chance to talk with them. And I think that happens a lot, and it's definitely a beautiful thing to share that helps the grief process, because you can hold on to that precious, loving memory in your heart forever. And mm-hmm. I just think, you know, once they see the white light of God consciousness, they want to go. And they feel the peace. And, you know, my mother felt that when she was passing, and she held her arms up and she saw my dad, who had died several years earlier. And she's like, "Oh, Joe." And she even told him he looked good. And she was looking past us in the room, and she wanted to go to him so badly. And, you know, my sister was in the room with her and said, "I love you, Mom." And it kind of snapped her out of it. And she looked back at my sister and said, "I love you too." But she went about a week later. But it's like their souls popping in and out of the body is the way I describe it, because they're commonly talking to crossover loved ones. And people think, oh, they're delirious or it's a pain medicine. No, it's not. It's other spirits are saying, "Hey, we're coming for you. It's going to be okay." Angels will appear that it's to comfort the family and the one that's crossing over, to know when the time comes, we're here with you, you know, and we'll follow you through this process. So it's just a comfort, and it's beautiful, and there's so many people have. I think a lot of people are afraid to share their supernatural experiences, but if you're talking one-on-one with people like I do when I'm giving readings, it's very common. I've heard several people say, you know, so many beautiful stories, and that they don't really fear death anymore because the people are happy to go, and they realize the beauty that can be in the transition. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I always promote meditation, but I really feel like in meditating, you're opening the door. And you can even ask in meditation, you know, I would love to hear a message today from you, Mom. And here's the issue I'm having. Could you give me guidance? And then you go on with your meditation. And sometimes they'll come through and sometimes they won't. But more often than not, if you're a practice meditator, they will come through with a thought, or even sometimes if they're funny, a sense of humor. And the way that it comes through to you, you just know it was them, without a doubt, visiting you. And vivid dreams, like you said, you know, they come and visit in vivid dreams regularly. And it's like they were in the room with you when you have that dream. It's just so real and so vivid that you remember it in the morning and you feel like they were really, really with you.
Well, Mary Beth, would you like to take a short break?
Sure.
Awesome. Well, Mary Beth, she has brought out her latest children's book, An Irish Wish, and it is now available on Amazon.com. You can take a magical journey to Kilkenny, Ireland with Bridget, the whimsical Irish fairy, and her magical friends. Explore castles, meadows, and meandering streams as friendships are explored and formed. An Irish Wish is to be accepted and loved just as you are. If you would like to schedule an intuitive or a Reiki session with Mary Beth, feel free to call her at any time. Her phone number is 734-560-0355. Mary Beth will also be at the Fall Holistic Psychic Fair on Saturday, October 17th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This will take place at Washtenaw Community College, so make sure you venture out that day to see her. She is also available at Crazy Wisdom Bookstore and Tea Room in Ann Arbor, Michigan on the second and fourth Saturdays from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. There's no appointments needed, but if you would like an intuitive session with her there, you're more than welcome to come and see her. And Mary Beth's next Reiki 1 certification class will be on November 7th at noon. And her Reiki 2 certification class will be on November 8th. So Reiki 1 certification class, November 7th, Reiki 2 on November 8th, and both will be taking place at noon. You can email Mary Beth to sign up in advance, and you need to sign up in advance. Her email is marybeth@spiritualintuitivemb.com, and that's M as in male and B as in boy. So marybeth@spiritualintuitivemb.com. And now back to your host, Mary Beth.
Thank you, Courtney. I'd just like to say another affirmation because I just really feel like I have a lot of friends and family that are going through loss right now. And here's an affirmation. I will know when it's time to say goodbye to someone. I send them love and I release them. I know our souls will live forever. Sending healing love to everyone in need. I believe I receive, and I'm so very grateful. And once again, you know, ask your angels and the Holy Spirit to surround you and your loved one and to help guide you through this process of the dying process, and that it can be a beautiful transition for you and your loved ones of sharing, you know, how their life enriched your life, how much love you have for each other, and even telling funny stories and playing music that they loved will just respect and cherish them and let them know how much they meant to you during their life And it's very important to let them know that it's okay to go and that you'll be okay and that they'll be okay, that our spirit goes on. And, you know, once you have this awareness and you let go of the fear of death, it's very liberating, because for those of us that are still alive, you realize that there's full potential to do anything. No one can take your spirituality away from you. If they don't believe, that's fine. But know what you believe in your heart and what you're aware of, and celebrate life and enjoy yourself, and know that you will be with your loved one again when when your time comes, and that there are unbounded possibilities for you in your life. Those things that you haven't done that you really have wanted to do, figure out a way to do one thing that you really, really want to do, even if it's every 6 months. You know, take that week of vacation that you haven't taken off of work. Go somewhere, even if you have to drive, go somewhere you've always wanted to go. Sit on the beach, put your feet in the water, pick up seashells like you're a little kid, and just celebrate life and enjoy yourself in the present moment, because, you know, we never know exactly when our time is going to come where we're going to pass over. So you want to have those special memories with your kids and your family and friends to cherish when you do go. And we realize that, you know, we're going to meet our loved ones again, and that our true self is not our body. It's our soul self. It's that spirit that's plunked in this body that goes on for eternity. It's our whole self, and it's our spirit. This self is never born, nor does it die, nor after once having been, does it go into not being. This self is unborn, eternal, changeless, ancient. It is never destroyed, even when the body is destroyed. And that's from Gita. It's just beautiful because it's true. We are energy, just like our thoughts are energy, and we never are truly destroyed. Our body goes on, and we are eternal. And listening to your soul and quieting your mind and receiving messages from your crossed-over loved ones really makes you realize that. I'm going to share one more story. This was a client of mine whom I met at a convention. And her name is Deb, and she had a dear friend who was a biker friend, and he was sick for several years, but he was very private, so he never shared exactly what his illness was. But he was in and out of the hospital, and the time came where he was very ill, and her friend Maria had called and said that, you know, the doctors had said it was 1 or 2 days, and she cried, and she was getting ready to go see him at the hospital because she wanted to go and visit him and be with him before he passed. And she had to get her courage up because, you know, it's difficult to be around a dying friend and to deal with your emotions, especially if you weren't expecting it. So after a couple hours, she pulled herself together and was getting ready to go. And she decided that she needed a glass of wine before she went to visit him to pull herself together. And she walked over to the entertainment center where her wine glasses are and reached up for a wine glass. And just as she did that, she got a feeling of a lightning bolt tingling like electricity go through her entire body. And she's like stopped dead in her tracks. And she felt it just continue through this energy, go through her entire body. And she turned and she looked at the clock and it was 8:55 p.m. And right after that, the phone rang and it was her friend Maria telling her that her biker friend had just passed and that he came to her in that lightning bolt electricity feeling to know, I'm with you. I know your thoughts. I know you wanted to be with me, and I love you. So it's just, don't have guilt if you weren't with your friend or family member when they pass, because spirit knows. Spirit can be everywhere simultaneously. So they know that you wanted to be with them. They know and feel your love. And they eventually will always give you a sign that they were around and that they are with you. There's a saying that was said on my brother Joe's prayer card when he passed, and I think it's beautiful. Do not stand at my grave and weep. Do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep. I am a thousand winds that blow. I am a diamond that glints on the snow. I am the sunlight on ripened grain. I am gentle autumn rain. When you awaken in the morning's hush, I am the swift uplifting rush of quiet birds encircled in flight. I am the soft stars that shine at night. Do not stand at my grave and cry. I am not there. I did not die. Mary Elizabeth Fry. I just think that is beautiful, and it just is so fitting because we are eternal. And again, I'm Catholic, but even if you aren't Catholic, I always found solace in the Holy Spirit with someone's crossing, because it is that divine spark in you. The divine spirit of the Holy Spirit helps you throughout your life and can really help you through the grief process. It's a source of love that can be helpful for you and for the person that's passing. And just know that it's okay to cry. It's very hard to go through this process, and there's definitely different things in grief that you do go through that allow yourself to cry a lot. Whatever you're feeling is okay and right for you. Everybody grieves differently, and know that it will get better with time, and that you will be okay, and that your loved one is okay. And then there's another quote from Mother Teresa that I like, because just be confident in how you are and how you handle things and in your own spirituality. If you are humble, touch you, neither praise nor disgrace, because you know what you are. And Mother Teresa said that. So just learn how to listen to your soul. Be confident and be your soul self, wholly and completely. And it's just reassuring, and it gives you confidence to live at a soul level. And just know that energy creates everything. Our thoughts have energy. You know, live each day to the fullest. We're already whole. We already have a spirit that will go on, and we can let go of all of our fears and live each day to the fullest. I always draw an angel card. And for today's reading, I drew the Angel of Harmony. I live in harmony when I'm at one with my source. And that's a beautiful angel card, and it's very fitting with what we talked about today, the passing of loved ones and the supernatural experiences, realizing that we're unbounded. Our spirit is infinite and goes on, and that the Angel of Harmony is around us. And I live in harmony when I am at one with the source. Because when you realize that you go on, there is no fear in life and there's no fear in death. We are eternal. And I just want to send everyone out there that's going through a hard time healing love, and know that you are never alone. You have your angels around you. You have your spirit guides around you. And I have a wonderful week, and I thank you for listening to The Healing Soul. Thank you.